SUNY Adirondack in Queensbury is opening a new student-run restaurant in nearby downtown Glens Falls. The eatery, called Seasoned, will open to the public on October 9th at the college's new Culinary Arts Center on Hudson Avenue. It's not the school's first student-run restaurant, but college president Christine Duffy says the new location will allow for more opportunities for students.
Our last location was just off-site of the campus, and the restaurant capacity was just about 60, and that would be at full capacity. We had already started running out of space a couple years ago, trying to figure out what would we do next, and part of that is the popularity of the program, and of course, it's such a major workforce training driver, given our location in a large hospitality and tourism region. So, and the other disadvantage we had was the restaurant and the kitchen were also the classroom. So you could only run one course at a time because you're doing all of those things together in the same space. So the opportunity when it arose to consider some sort of location downtown almost 2 years ago now was not only a great opportunity for us to expand the footprint of the space and expand the program, but of course this has an extra advantage of really being part of the city of Glens Falls and bringing the college into more of a connection to the community. So it kind of was a win-win in a variety of ways.
And for somebody who's not very familiar with downtown Glens Falls, it's very walkable. Why was a downtown location, as opposed to a location you have to drive to, a factor in the decision-making for the new location?
Well, first of all, Glens Falls has been going through its own revitalization for the past several years. And so to be part of that kind of new energy and excitement about bringing new businesses downtown would allow us to connect with also some of the other restaurants and the hotels downtown for our students to have their internships, because even though they're getting practical experience with us during their program and their classes, we also expect that they're going to have their own internship experience at another site so that they obviously can see different procedures and different environments. So having direct access within walking distance of our facility, we think would also be an advantage for the students. And of course, you know, anytime you have residents and, you know, employees that are working downtown coming into our facility, interacting with our students, it also gives us a chance to be able to offer other opportunities while we're in downtown. You know, there's about 3,000 employees on a given day that are working right in the downtown space. So just from a customer base, of course, we have more access to people coming into our facilities, giving our students a variety of customers to work with, and also being able to maybe provide other types of education and training. We have two classrooms in this new building, so we can, when it's not being used for the culinary program, we might be able to use those classrooms to offer continuing ed or professional development opportunities for the employees of downtown and certainly the residents. So, you know, there's of course, connection with the city. There's it's walkable, meaning people can access us much easier, both during the day and the evening. And the more people that are downtown, either to visit us or other entities, it just grows businesses around us as well. So it's also an economic development project.
So in addition to cooking the food and planning the menu, what other work is going into this program and running a restaurant? What skills are going to be taught?
One thing that we've added, although it's still related to cooking, is that we also did not have a separate baking kitchen. And of course, baking and pastry art and the rise of, you know, of course, TV shows that promote baking, we now have an opportunity. We have a separate baking kitchen, so students are going to be able to take some advanced courses in the pastry arts. Students also learn about managing the staff. So, you know, there are rotations where students are learning about, you know, dining room management, design, also farm to table, and also understanding dietary needs, the chemistry of, you know, how to prepare some really unique types of sauces and things like that. Our culinary students have been involved with other businesses that are producing beverages and are learning about how to create flavor. So they, of course, are learning the multiple ways in which restaurants are managed and restaurants are serving, certainly customer service in general, is a skill that our students are gaining from the work that they're doing.
As for now, I understand that the restaurant will be open on Wednesday and Thursday nights. Is there any plan to expand this schedule in the future?
Yeah, I mean, we want to get through this first year and work out some of the bumps. That, you know, remember, it's student-run, which means that there's, you know, the students are learning and they're applying their learning in the same semester. So some of the ability to stay open on other nights is based on students and having enough students to be able to work those shifts. So it's not a restaurant in the fact that you go out and hire people and come in. So it's a little bit different. So right now we're focused on getting opened, and also being able to consider down the road next year as we expand the program, we might have more sections of students, which would allow us to be open more nights of the week. But in the meantime, what we also intend to do is have other types of events that are more community education. So, for example, things like pairing nights, where we invite, you know, community members to sign up for classes that are not necessarily pursuing a degree with us, but just might have personal interests. So, you know, I've been hearing from community residents, you know, I'd love to come in and learn how to, you know, roll sushi or understand better how to pair, you know, wine with food. And so our chefs are also looking at ways to use the facility for other nights. It'll be open for special events and for special education and training programs.
Where can people make a reservation?
People can either call us at 518-832-7725. They can also email us at culinary@sunyacc.edu. And they can also go right on our website, sunyacc.edu, and click on the Culinary Arts, which is right on the homepage, and they can get right to filling out a form to request a reservation. So there's multiple ways.